Hey there, Alex again. Happy Labor Day weekend to you all. Hope you guys get the day off. I know I'm going to be stretching out in a big rocking chair and having some hash brown bacon and Swiss cheeseburgers with awesome, you know, eggs and hash browns and two patties of beef. How you like that for a burger, man? That's metal. Speaking of metal and tanks, we're going to talk about filling a tank. If you're interested, e-juice people, stick around. Vapors. Blind vapors especially, pay attention, because this one's a biggie. This is how you fill your tank. You know, assuming you want to move up from the cartridges and, you know, the little baby e-cig things. First, I guess a little bit of terminology, right? So you got your tank in the mail, and you probably got juice, or you went up to a local shop, and you bought stuff. And you got a tank and a battery and some juice. And hopefully you have a needle dripper adapter, a needle adapter for your bottle, so you can actually drop your juice in gently and, you know, kind of precisely make sure you know where what you're doing. So the tank will come as you generally mostly assembled. I mean, if it's an EVOD, there's nothing to assemble. There's a base with a coil in it, and then there's just this plastic thing. So the plastic thing has a drip tip on the end, which is the bit you put in your mouth and suck the vapor out of, which is a dumb name. Drip tip is a stupid name. It should really just be called a mouthpiece, but drip tip, man. One thing really quick. Everything in the vaping world has a really technical, you know, it just sounds like there's terms and then there's abbreviations for everything. So, for instance, an atomizer is the bit that actually, you know, warms up the vapor, heats up the vapor, and or heats up the juice to create the vapor, and then it goes through the tank and it goes to your drip tip / mouthpiece. It, you know, the atomizer is closer to the drip tip than the rest of the tank, and it just goes, boom, into your mouth. Happy times, right? And there's a hole in the bottom of the atomizer stem for the vapor to come out. Oh, and the atomizer is called an atty. Atomizer. Atty. Goddamn abbreviations everywhere. And cardos are cartridges. Don't worry about that. Thankfully, people don't call batteries baddies. I think I'd go batty if they did. Oh, God. You can tell I'm in a happy, cynical mood today.
Glassomizer?
Yes, glassomizer and clearomizer. Well, clearomizer, I can understand.
Clearomizer makes sense. Just a fucking tank.
Glassomizer. Oh, what are they going to say? Steelomizer?
Steelomizer.
I have an aerotank mega with a steelomizer.
No one's going to know what that little symbol means, by the way.
Yes, well, that's okay.
They can learn. I'll teach them.
Oh my god, please.
Anyway. So you get your needle adapter screwed onto your bottle. You unscrew the base, which is the generally kind of a round metal ring-shaped deal. And inside of there is the atomizer. So you put that aside. And then you put your needle dripper on your bottle, and you explore the tank. And if it's a good tank, like a pro tank or an aero tank, it will have, or any other tank really besides an EVOD, will have like support posts around the inside of the tank to make sure that everything's good. So you want to avoid, there's a center post that is constant throughout the whole circumference of the tank, inside of the tank. So you want to avoid that. And shake your e-juice well before you do it too, you know, with your cover on. And and then you vape, you know, you fill your tank up with your juice. And you vape it, really. You screw the base back onto the tank. With EVODs and things like that, it'll take a little bit to wick, which wicking means soaking up the juice into the coil, which has like a little bit of cotton around it, or silicon. So that's it, really. You know, give it a couple of dry sucks, like dry puffs, like you're puffing a smoke. Like, just go. And you'll know when your coil's burning or when you've got to run out, because it's going to taste like crap. I mean, no e-juice I've tried yet tastes that bad. I'm sure there are some, though. I'm looking at a local shop around here that has no damn flavor. It just tastes like you're vaping air. Cat piss e-juice. Oh, yeah. American tobacco from Mount Baker Vapor tastes like cat piss unless it's fucking, like, steeped for a month. It just tastes too strong. And it's American, you know. We're missing the point over here, you know. So, yeah, that's it, man. You fill your tank up, you avoid the center post, and if there are support posts on the side, you avoid those as well and drip down the side, and you'll know when your tank is full because it'll drip out of the drip tip. That's the only use for the damn word drip tip. Okay? That's it. Have a good weekend, and I will be back with more goodies, and I still haven't made that vaping audio boo yet. Man, am I lazy. We have to fix that, don't we? Don't we? Nobody's just... Okay. What was that?
Just hit my elbow on the door. Ow.
Oh, shit, man. See, that was like a sign. I said I need to make a vaping audio boo, and then I got distracted. Okay. See you later, peeps. Have a good weekend and stay metal, and Ash and Limb is coming out in October/November. For anybody who actually cares. Nobody does. Bye-bye.
We do.